I hear.
Okay, we're continuing in Shir HaShirim. We're in Perek Zayin, chapter 7, Pasuk Vav, 6. Hashem is still talking to the Jewish people. And that was an interesting pasuk over here. He says, Roshech Alayich Kakarmel. Your head is upon you like Carmel. Carmel is like wheat that's been roasted wheat. Vadalas Roshech Karbon Kaargamon. And the hairs of your head are like purple. Melech Asur Barhatim. And the king is caught up in the Rehotim. The English translated as tresses. But let's see what's going on over here. So in the Tzur HaMor on page Kuf Beis, and going on to Kuf Gimel. Now, you notice, you're not noticing, I'm noticing here, that in this print, sometimes he puts a little Magen David, the way you like it, 6 stars.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
So whenever you have those 6 stars, that means he's basing his commentary on the Alshech. He's letting you know that's where it's from. So let's just go right to the commentary, the Otzer Hamor. And on 17, he explains, Kan nisamein shemakor haperishu me'alshech. Here he's making a sign that the source of his commentary now is from the Alshech, Rav Moshe Alshech. V'zel Lashon Alshech, you know, one of the big Kabbalists, he's buried in Sfat, right next to the Beis Yosef and the Rizal, all over there. This is a big, big person. So this is it's a long piece. We're not going to do the whole piece, but it's very informative. He says, Lavo ela inyan to come to the context. Naskir Mama Rabbi Sein Zichron Levracha Gemara. Let us mention a statement of a story in the Gemara Sanhedrin Sari Chesam Adalav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Ashkere Leliyod Havi Yasif Apischa De Marto De Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai. Shim Levi met up with Eliyahu HaNavi when he was standing by the grave of Shim Bar Yochai. Okay, that's already an interesting story. Okay, Omar Lei. So he asks Eliyahu, as Eliyahu, this is hundreds of years after he's passed on, right? So he asks him, when's Mashiach coming? Amalei, Zil Shayulish, why don't you ask him yourself? Amalei, Vehechi Yosef, so he says, so where is he? Where will I find him? Amalei, Apischa Rome, you'll find him at the gates of Rome. And there's a whole story over there. So he finds him there. It's all discussion there. Amrilei la'emes asi. So he said to Eliyahu, "When are you to the Mashiach? When are you coming?" Asimar. Amrilei hayoyim. Today, I'm coming today. Well, Yeshua ben Levi was waiting. He didn't come. L'machar ashkechei l'Eliyahu. The next day, he goes back to the grave of Shimbar Yochai. He sees Eliyahu Navi the next day. Amalei Chazise. He said, did you see him? Amalei In, yeah, I saw him. But it didn't really work out.
He didn't come.
It didn't come. He didn't come from Mashiach. V'od Amrilei Le'imas Asimar. Then the story goes on. And he said, and it's giving me, you know, explain to me what's going on over here. And I asked him, Amrli Hayom, he told me today, and he didn't show up. So Eliyahu says, you didn't understand what he said. He's saying a pasuk in the beginning, a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Hayom im bakolo tishmo, today if you listen to his voice. So he said, Hayom, he's coming today. If you listen to his voice, you do tshuva, then he's coming today. Adkan, that's the story in Sanhedrin. So continues the Alshech. First of all, it's an interesting question. He's saying he's at the gates of Rome. Pirsh Rashi, Shupa Shamayim Neged Pesach Romi. It's in the heavens opposite the entrance to Rome. Still doesn't help us much. Vadain halo kamo zor nechshov. This is very strange. Lomalo bachar li stov sev bashamayim leumos orei Eretz Yisrael. Even if he was in the heavens, why doesn't he stay in the heavens parallel to Eretz Yisrael? Why in the heavens parallel to Rome?
Yeah.
What's he doing in Rome? Flolumus Romi Shabbos Earth. Why is he in the heavens opposite Rome, which is out to their soul? What's the Mashiach doing over there? For oh, another thing, Kelo Reb Shuman Levi me Eretz Yisrael Havas Kishon Beisol. Shuman Levi lived in Eretz Yisrael. Even the story says he was in Meron by the grave of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. For the lichas adir Romi, to go to Rome would take a long time, many days, weeks. How did he say that yesterday I saw Elio? He says in one day he's able to tell him what happened and the whole thing. Rome's far away. But this can be understood with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. There was one underground tunnel that was in the city of Tzipori, which is the northern part of Israel. That there is where Rebbe would teach Antoninos, that's Marcus Aurelius. He would teach him secretly Torah. There was a tunnel. And Marcus Aurelius would come every day to study Torah by Rebbe.
So Rebbe was the Mashiach then?
No, Rebbe wasn't Tzipori. And Antoninus, Marcus Aurelius, would come to him every day to study Torah. Vayala Alev, you think for a minute, ki Antoninus, ki mikrach godol sharomi at Tzipori hoysam arma fuleshas. Do you think from Rome until Tzipori was an underground tunnel all the way? Takes many months, and the Mediterranean Sea is in between. So how could he go through the secret tunnel?
Palestinians can do it.
And he went back and forth every day. But R.I.C. even today, Korav Tzipori, near Tzipori, here there's a city in Israel near Tzipori, Shishma Romi. It's called Romi. That's where Antoninus had his Israeli residence. V'yosaf as Shama Romi k'shem ir machuso, and he sat there like it called Romi, and that was like his presidential Israeli palace, which was not unusual in those days because everyone knew that Israel was an important country, so you just want to have your embassy or something over there. So Antoninus, well, the emperor of Rome, but this was the Roman headquarters, the Roman Israeli headquarters. Visham Diber and Rebbe Yehoshua ben Levi. That's where he spoke of Shimon ben Levi. Okay.
What part of Israel is this? Also near Tzfat?
No, it's more in central, southern central part of Israel, Tzipori. Tzfat is way up north. Tzipori is the lower Galil. So that's the first part, fascinating. But now here's the most important part. Od lamadnu, also the Al-Sheikh said, we can learn Ma'amar HaNisker from this statement. Ki nochon u'mezumen u'mashiach tzkenu lovo kefri ha'mavushal lilkot. The Mashiach is ready to come like a fruit that's ripe, ready to be picked. Because, Komra, because he said to him, Hayom, today, Im b'kolo sishma, if you listen to his voice. Now, how could he say it today if you listen to his voice unless he meant it? So if we all listen to his voice, it's not like, oh, Hashem's okay, now I'm going to have to look for a Mashiach. It'll take me a few months, guys. So he's saying, no, he's here. He's ready. He's ready. Give him the word. He's coming. He's there that day. So what's going on? Kiash Moseinu. It's our sins on alone that hold it back. Ubahem, and in that, hutoli. That's what it depends on. Ad yusru chevel ashmosenu v'yovvo elenu. Until we remove the rope of our sin, and then he will come to us. Because on the one hand, he's ready, prepared to go. Now we're going to understand the pasuk. Okay? V'hu imras elokai tzrufo b'emes, and it's beautiful words of Hashem. Be'amoras, he's going to say, hinei amarti loch ki lo yachzu mimcha hachonus le'azor l'shuv l'maris haketz. That I've told you already, Hashem is saying there's nothing lacking from Mashiach's side, from the preparations to help you and to bring the end of time. Al yala ruchacha, don't think sheish ikuv mitzad malkacha, there's anything holding back from the side of the king, who melech Mashiach, the Mashiach. Shol noladan, he wasn't born yet. Shol huchan adei sakeitz, hasn't been ready until, he's not going to be ready till it's Mashiach's times. No. Ke halo roshacha, your head, Shurosh Lacha, Hu Alecha Kvar Bashamayim. He's already up in the heavens. I skip a line of Rashi over there, and that's what it means. He's standing in the Pischei de Romi. He's standing in the heavens right above Rome, Israel. He's ready to go. That's what it's saying. Where's the, he's right here. He's flying over Israel. A drone. He's ready to come down. But he can't. Okay, v'zel amra alecha shu alecha be'eretz Yisrael, he's upon you in Eretz Yisrael, ki eincha krach gadol shel Rome, he's not in the big city in Rome, ki imromi hakrov l'tzipori, but he's rather in the Rome that's near Tzipori, shemishom ha'yolech Antoninus from Rome, shekaru b'shem rosh shamamlach, because that's where Antoninus went from Rome to see Rabbi Shuva Levi, until Tzipori, derech mar l'umotar m'rabi m'ur, to learn from Rebbe, as we said. That's what it says. Alayich. That's what it says in this pasuk here. Alayich. It says, "V'ro sheikh alayich." Your head is upon you. Lomer to say, "Me shu ro sheikh." The one who's your head, the Mashiach. Muchanu is ready. Kikfar alayich is ready upon you. Miyachol b'chol, he's waiting any moment to come. V'memula mikol min hashem. He's filled with all kinds of flow of blessing, Elyon, supernal flow. Feinikum is, there's nothing holding him back. Kihu, because he's like Kishibolas Chita. It's like a grain stalk, Shekfar Nishbasha, called Tsarka, that's been fully ripened. Ubachal Esus, because it's ready to be picked. Vizel Ka Carmel, that's what means Carmel. As you said, Sukkim knows, Carmel means ripe wheat ready to be picked. Okay, and brings other proofs. So that's the main thing over there. Okay, so now let's look in the commentary here, and you'll see this was exactly what he says. Now we're looking at the Tzrar more. He says, "Rosh Sheikh, your head, who Melech HaMashiach. It's the Melech HaMashiach. For who Alayich? He's upon you. Kekarmel Amabushal called Sarkov Omei V'Muchan LaAchila Tekev. Like the grain, the wheat that's fully developed." It's toasted and ready to eat right away. It's fast food. Fast food. He's ready with all his preparations. Take of Lugulech to immediately redeem you. He's filled with a flow of to fill us up with his great will. That's the first part. Your head, your Melech HaMashiach is upon you like the toasted grain that's ready to be eaten. However, the next part, V'dalas Roshech Kargamon. Perish Dalas, what's Dalas mean? The way he's explaining, Hu Loshon Haroma V'siluk. It's an expression of lifting up and removing. As it says in Yeshaya, Dalu Einel Merem, my eyes lift up. It's like you're moving it away. That which Hashem has lifted up your head in the Melech HaMashiach, but he's removed him lamala, he's up there and he's not down here, he's holding back his coming. Why is that so? So the dalas and the raising up of Roshech, of your head, the fact that the head is not down here bringing the Mashiach, but it's up there waiting. Let's just bring a few psukim to prove that that's what the word rum means. We can skip to the next page. It's ka'argamon on Kuf Dalet. What's argamon? That's a purplish color. Hachatoim, that's a reference to your sins. Shame adomim kar, they're very dark red. Like, what's a What's a dark red called? Crimson. It's like crimson. That's your sins. That's the code word for sins. That's why your head hasn't come. Because of the sins. That's what moved away the Mashiach. And then finally he says, Melech Asur Barahatim. The king is caught in the Rahatim. And I'll talk a don't worry. Don't despair and think the Mashiach's not coming. The king is tied up, so to speak, bein becha to you berhatim, in the rahatim. What are the rahatim? He's saying al yedei tzadikim shebecha. That's referring to the tzadikim amongst you. Hamachuna b'shem rahatim. They are nicknamed rahatim, which means rahatim is also sheratzim lefanav ka'avda kameimari. It's like the people who run in front of their master, who clear the way, those are rahatim. Rahat means to run. In their merit, vada yaval esel guleich. In their merit, certainly the redemption will come. Rakish shalotisku, but if it doesn't come, chas v'shalom, yaval yedei tsaros, then it'll come through sufferings. Kinin shomer, as the Gemara says, mami alecha melcha, if you don't do tshuva on your own, then Hashem's going to have to bring you somebody like Haman, who's going to make you do tshuva. Okay, now the next passage is very short. Just tie it together. Avol, but. Now we go to the next pasuk. Mayuafis, how fair, how beautiful. Umana amt, how pleasant you are. Ahava batanigim, a love with delights. What does that mean? Says the Tzura Mor in Zion. Mayuafis umana amt, ahavas batanigim. Klomer, mayuafahi, but how beautiful it be. Kishiba ha'ava al yedei tanugim. If the love would come through the pleasure, meaning ilu zochisa, if you would merit shetativi darkech, you'd make your ways better umalaych and your actions. Then shiava gula yedei kulcham zakayim. It'd be much better if it came if you were meritorious. In other words, he's saying the Mashiach's ready to come, and don't give up that it's not going to come, even though lots of sins are holding it back. But number one, there are tzaddikim. In their merit, Mashiach's going to come. And even if you don't merit, I'm going to bring a guy like Haman who's going to force you to tshuva. But it's a lot better if I see you beautiful that you're doing it yourself. And that's what footnote 22 tells us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Rabbi Yochanan says, if you see a generation that many tzaras are coming to them, like a river, so then wait for him. If you see that sufferings are flowing, wait for Mashiach. He's going to come with Volotzion Goel. We'll come Lushave Fesha to those who return from their sins. And Rabbi Yochanan also says the Mashiach will only come in a generation that's all meritorious or all guilty. And brings Sadiq Sukkim to prove that. In other words, it's going to come either way. So it's much better for it to come if we are righteous. That's what he is saying. All right, let's just review those two pesukim in the back, and then we'll finish it for today because someone's got to leave early. Okay, Vav Zayin here on page Kuf Mem Tes. Roshech, your head, who melech Mashiach, that's the king of the Mashiach, who muchen love alaych, he's ready to come upon you, take it, immediately galech to redeem you, ki umamula shefa saveh ratzon, he's full of fullness, satiation, and of good flow, ka karmel, ki garin tfuah, like the grains of wheat, the kernels of wheat, hamavushal kol tzarko, that already been fully roasted, you ready to eat them. But vidalas, but vasila, to removal shall be us roshech, the removal from the coming of your Mashiach, Shumel Mashiach, who machmas hachatov, is because your sins, shema dumin, their crimson kargomon. But don't give up hope for Mashiach coming. Shimshah melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also because the melech HaMashiach is tied up b'cha in you, berahatim. What are the rahatim? Shem tzadikim haratzim lefanav, the tzadikim run before him. Kamo eved lifnei Adonai, like a servant before his master. Ubavari yaveh segelech, and certainly the time will come for your redemption. But if the redemption doesn't come because of your deeds, then it's going to come through sufferings. But my yofis, how much better would be in tavo ha'ava shel gula if the love of the redemption would call but tanugim from pleasure, from the merits of you, belitzar without suffering. By you improving your ways, that would be a much better way of accomplishing that. So that's what Erev Shabbos is all about. It's a day of doing tshuva. It's a day of cleaning our act up. The Mashiach is ready to come. We just have to welcome him. Okay.